The question was asked, why does Hashem punish? And specifically, why does Hashem punish, being that He is whole and not affected by our behavior? I want to begin with a story. Let's leave God for a minute. Let's talk about a story. Let's say you're a rabbi. Okay. You've been learning here at Machon Meir. 20 years have passed. And now we'll call you Rabbi Barak. Okay? I see you have to sit down for this. Now, I want to play out a scenario for you, okay? A man comes knocking on your door, and he asks you a question. He says, you know, I beat my wife, and I'm not happy about it. Can you tell me what I'm supposed to do about it? Now, what would you answer? Okay. Now, what happens if he's your next door neighbor? What would you answer then? Yeah, your next door neighbor knocks on your door because you're a rabbi, so then people in your community come and tell you. I'm giving you real scenarios. Okay? Your next door neighbor comes. Not my neighbor. But I'm saying what happens when you're in the rabbinate is be'emet, the people you know are coming and asking you questions because they want to be better people. Now, I want to ask you, Yaakov, could you imagine that you would pick up a baseball bat and tell your neighbor, if you hit your wife again, I'm coming after you with this? I'm just asking. Oh, or threatening him with it. Can you imagine such a thing? Oh, I can imagine it too. Now let me ask you, do you have any skin in the game?
Yes, because I know the people.
And if you didn't know them, you're new to the community. Let me tell you, I came to Kochav Yaakov. I was there 2 months. It was Yom Kippur night. There was a knock on the door. Everyone was sleeping. I open the door and I see a woman in tears. And I don't know why she's knocking on the door. And I'm not even sure I'm staying with the community. So what's my first thought? Oh no. Happens to be something bothered her spiritually. She came with a spiritual question, but I was prepared for the worst. Do you care? You have no skin in the game. You might be leaving. You might never see them again.
You have skin in the game.
Oh.
If someone came to me and said, my next door neighbor is an infidel, and I'm a Muslim, and I believe I have to behead him, and I happen to believe in the same faith, it's not going to be on my moral compass. So we are reacting just as you would see someone beating a dog, someone beating a spouse. You react on a human level. So we have skin in the game that way, in that we are all part of this human world.
Wait. Is it because you have skin in the game? Or because you believe in a system and you believe in a level he has to live on? If you donate to the Red Cross helping people in Nepal, you have skin in the game? You could say, yeah, maybe they'll help me one day. Is that really why you're donating? Ah, so you're willing to invest in something that you have no skin in the game, but because you have a standard which you believe the world should live on.
Okay.
So you don't have to have skin in the game. You. We're not talking about God. We're talking about you. You don't have to have skin in the game in order to act, in order to pick up a baseball bat and threaten someone. Right?
Okay.
So that means to you, it's legitimate that there is a boundary. And if someone crosses that boundary, then you will act. Or you will try to ensure that that boundary is held, even though you don't have skin in the game. And if you could, you would right now go after ISIS with a baseball bat or worse, because you have ethics that you believe the world should live by, even though you don't have skin in the game. Not because they're threatening you. If you could go and deal with the people who killed 48 people, innocent civilians, on a bus this week, you would. So that means you, we're not talking about God, You are willing to get involved in the world with things that have no pertinence to you because there's a moral level that you want to see the world on. So then why do you question? I think there's much more to discuss. But I think the precept of the question is you have to have skin in the game in order to react. No. We ourselves are willing to hold the world to a standard where we don't have skin in the game. You'd be willing to kill the people who did what they did. You're not looking to correct. So then you're saying you're willing to look at the world not only on a personal level. Meaning we like to think of the Ribbono Shel Olam as being my father. So if he's my father, then he should never kill me. But if he's the world's father, then sometimes he has to deal with people from a global perspective, from a community perspective, just as you, from a global perspective, are willing to take action as well. So the idea that the Torah speaks about punishment can have multiple levels of understanding, which we can understand. I think there are much more compassionate levels of understanding. But I don't think we have to come to the point of Hashem having skin in the game in order to understand that He is going to hold the world to a certain level, and He's not going to let it deteriorate beneath that. Because we're the same way. We also are willing to pick up guns and pick up baseball bats with things that really don't pertain to us. You know, I was once walking with my wife in Mass Shearim, and we were walking between two cars. I was about to step off the sidewalk, and I took a step back because I noticed that one of the cars was going back, and I would lose my legs if I stepped down. My wife didn't see that. And she stepped down, and I yelled and yanked her away. Just as I yelled and yanked her away, a Jew turned around, and he didn't see what had happened. All he saw was me pulling my wife on the sidewalk, yelling. And the guy comes over to me, and he says, "That's not how you treat a woman." And at first I blushed, because, you know, I'm feeling bad. You know, everyone around, all they see is the end of the story, right? But then I said to myself, how beautiful. Because the guy walked away and he gave me such a disgusted look. And I said to myself, that's so beautiful. He has no skin in the game. He doesn't know me and he doesn't know my wife. He's some chassid walking on the street. And he saw me pulling my wife and yelling. Like I said, no. You know, and he thinks I'm the most filthy human being. And I was so proud. I was like, no, that's beautiful. So we're all that way. We all have situations where we don't have skin in the game, but we want to see things in the world a certain way. So if the question was limited to that, then I think we've answered it. But I don't think the question was limited to that.